Hi guys, welcome to JD Leeds Bridgate for the official Leeds United podcast live. Welcome your hosts, Jermaine Bickford and Emma Jones.
Good evening, everybody.
Good evening, how are we? Sorry, what was that? How are we? Lovely, lovely. Thank you very much.
Are we all looking forward to tonight? Now, before we crack on with the live recording of the official Leeds United podcast here at JD Sports on Brigger, I promised my co-host this evening that he would get another introduction. So please, can we all give a very warm welcome to Leeds United legend, Jermaine Bickford. Come back.
Thank you.
It's going to be a long night. Okay, without further ado, please raise the roof for three members of the Leeds United first team, Ilya Gruev, Junior Firpo, and Jorginho Rutter. No one wants to sit near us. Thanks, Georgie. We don't smile. How are we, lads?
Good, good.
Yeah, good. I just want to say one thing. When you say Leeds legend, Georgie was about to come.
I swear. How do you feel about that?
Listen, I'll take that. I'll take it all day long.
Listen, lads, are you all looking forward to this?
Yeah, we don't mind it.
Don't mind it. There we go. Aren't we flattered? Eh? Right. Do you know what? We're going to warm you up. Now, Georgie, I know that you're good at this because I've worked with you a few times.
Don't panic. Don't panic. It's okay. Trust me.
Panic.
Oh, this is the panic one.
Yeah. This is just a few quick fire questions relating to the entire squad. Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Georgie, you first, because Ilya doesn't look too sure and nor does Junior. No. Okay?
These two look worried.
Georgie, actually, he's an appropriate one for this. Georgie, who would you say is the worst dressed in the squad?
Junior knows already. Look at him.
Yeah, he knows. Klaassen.
Tell us why. You've got to elaborate. He doesn't want to be mean, does he?
No. Not me.
Okay, so we're going with Klaassen. Next question.
Yeah. Who would you say is the most generous in the squad? Like, if we were to ask you for 50 quid, who's more likely?
Oh, no one. No. No.
The most kind player.
Yep.
I would go for Koops. Yeah, for Liam.
Yeah, he's a good lad. Good shout. Any Koops. We do love him.
Yeah, that's a good shout.
Junior, who would you say is most likely in the squad to become a manager?
Wow. Is he left? I have the answer, but he left. Right now, too many young players.
None of them then. Brutal.
Do you know what? I'm quite surprised that nobody said Koops straight off the bat.
No, he.
Do you not think?
I don't think so.
Really?
I don't think so. I never heard him say nothing about being a manager.
Who do you think would be a good manager though, if they did want to do it?
Ilya.
Thanks, bro. Thanks.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
For what reason? Why?
Good call.
Because he's a baller, you know? Like, always, like, good technique players, midfielder. He sees the whole pitch.
Yep.
He has, like,
vision,
how you
awareness.
Say, like, yeah, vision, awareness, midfielder. Yeah,
it will be. Ilya, would you become a manager one day? Would you like to do that?
I don't know. Maybe because my dad is also a manager. So maybe, yes, I like this to have it in my head, you know, as an option. But I think it's nice, but now I enjoy to be a player. And so,
yeah, we'd like that yet. Too. Yeah, for yeah, a little while yeah, at least. Yeah. One final question and then we'll crack on.
Who spends the most time on their phones?
That's an easy one. That's an easy one. Yeah. He sits here next to us. He sits here.
What are you doing on your phone, Georgie?
Everything.
No, you've got to tell us. We need to know.
TikTok, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, everything.
Yeah. Literally everything.
Yeah, everything.
Wow.
Busy man, aren't you?
What's your favorite thing to do on the phone?
What?
Don't forget there's kids in here. What's your what's your favorite thing to do on the phone?
At night is TikTok. Yeah. Because it's addictive a bit, you know? You scroll,
what
you
start?
Like for right, 2 hours.
I'm on it.
And
you can't stop.
Yeah, but I'm going to say TikTok, yeah.
He likes a bit of TikTok. Right, let's get stuck in because, Georgie, I'm going to start with you. you own a racehorse, right? We were chatting about this the other day. We're going straight in there, yeah, right? Okay. You were at Cheltenham. Okay. You own a horse. I want to know everything. Why do you own a horse? What's the horse's name? And how good is
it? Okay, okay, okay. I was not ready for this question, but when I was young, I was with my dad to the race course. And one day I said to my dad, I'm going to buy one, but for the fun, you know. And when I come here, I was to one stable, only for look at the beginning. And after, the trainer say, yeah, you have some horse to sell. And I say, yeah, I'm going to take one. And so I take two.
Obviously.
And one, the name is Bo Pedro. He's going to race soon, I think the 16th of May. And I have one, the name is Yellow Dream. And she's a filly and she starts in June.
Where did you get the names from?
When you have one horse, they never race. You can choose the name.
Yeah.
And Bo Pedro, like, was the name already. Oh, and okay. Yellow Dream, like, was my dream to have a horse. And yellow is my favorite color. So I say Yellow Dream. Yeah.
And are they winners? Should we be a...
But the... I don't know.
No pressure. But we'll be keeping an eye on that. Thank you, George. Oh, did you enjoy Cheltenham as well, by the way?
It looked it.
Yeah, I was to Cheltenham, but it's strange a bit. Because I prefer flat. Like, jump, I'm scared a bit, like, for the horse, you know. So I was okay, but was a bit busy, so...
Yeah, it was quite busy.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, next up, we are going to talk holidays. And I know, Bex, you were desperate to talk about this.
Oh, I'm desperate to talk about it. I love a holiday. I love beaches. I love dipping my nasty toes in the sand, jumping in the sea. What's your favorite holiday destination? We'll start with you. Your favorite destination and any places that you haven't been to yet that you want to go to?
I like to go also to the beach, of course, and I will go.
By the way, my toes aren't nasty.
Okay.
Just for the record, they're nice.
Mine are not. with the boys, we go to Barcelona. I think it's a very nice city. Junior knows it. And what I want to see, like, I want to go to other continents, like Australia. I want to see Australia a little bit, but haven't got enough time yet. So have to wait a little bit.
Have you been able to any holidays in this country, like caravanning or anything?
He's on holiday now.
you say caravan.
Caravanning, yeah, I love a caravan. Have you been able to see any of this country?
No, not so much.
Well, do you know what? You're in the best part of it anyway, so you don't need to see anywhere else. Next up, lads, I want to ask all three of you this. Tell us all something tonight that we might not already know about you. For example, are you a good cook? Can you dance? That kind of thing. Go on, Georgie.
I missed out a thing what nobody knows.
Yeah, go on.
But they know everything.
Can't say one thing. I can't say one thing.
They know, I think.
Nah.
The rap. Yeah.
What? They know. Come on.
No, they don't.
Let's hear it. What is it? What is the one thing that we don't know?
Nah.
Did I hear the word rap?
No. We have a singer here. I don't know if people know.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice. So is Emma.
You've got microphones, Georgie.
No.
Not today.
Do you actually sing?
Yeah.
What? Like what?
The rap.
Wait, rap?
Yeah, I will not call sing, but yeah, he tries.
Yeah, what would you rate him out of 10?
You know the problem nowadays? Yeah.
I know.
Autotune, you know, he puts too much out. It's not his voice. It sounds good. Nah, you know, I'd say a six. A good six.
A good six. Yeah. Do you write your own lyrics and stuff?
Yeah.
That's brilliant, Georgie. How are you going to beat that, Ilya? Tell us something we wouldn't know about you.
Difficult.
What would we be surprised to hear about Ilya?
Ilya is a calm guy, you know.
Yes.
That's not surprising.
It's a secret. But no, actually. I'll say he looked like he could. You cook well? You look like you cook well.
I can cook, yeah.
I wouldn't say well.
I wouldn't call it cooking, but I can do like a good...
Using a microwave, like, doesn't count.
No, I'm not using it. Like, I can do now sweet potatoes with salmon, you know, at home. It's a nice one.
Hello.
Nice. Yeah, it's okay. We'll take that.
Yeah.
Junior, you've had enough time to think. Yeah. Tell us your secret.
Yeah, I'm thinking, I don't know.
Do you dance?
Yes.
Which dance?
Bachata.
Go on, show us.
No, not here. I don't know. You know, I think everyone knows I like fashion. I like cars. There is nothing more to say.
No secrets for any of you,
no
really.
No secrets, to be fair.
We will get you to rap before the end of this podcast, Georgie.
Yeah, I'm joking.
Look, do you know what? Let's move on and talk about the season, shall we? Because it has been absolutely incredible. Georgie, how would you sum up the season so far?
For me, you have the good team, good season. Now, in one moment, it was a bit difficult for everybody. But we was like 17 below Leicester, and now you are on front of them, but without one game. But I think we show a strong game and a lot of concentration, because sometimes it's hard to be unbeaten for how many game?
This calendar year.
Yeah, 2024 is hard. In championship, it's hard. And yeah, me, I'm happy. And I hope at the end we have a good gift for everybody.
Oh, don't we all? Do you know what? You're making us all happy. I think we can all agree that, can't we? You are making us happy every single game.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Genuinely, lads, you're an absolute joy to watch, and it seems as though you all get on so well from our perspective.
100%.
What is the camaraderie like? What are you like as teammates together?
I'm just going to put the microphone down.
Sorry, yeah, of course.
It's all right, you crack
on. I forgot I've got a co-host for a second.
I'm enjoying myself as well, it's great.
What is it like amongst you though? Do you all get on?
Yeah, I would say like it's quite nice to go every time in the locker room. You enjoy it, you know, to be with the lads. We are a lot of players are quite in the same age, and we laugh a lot together. We enjoy the time, and also when you have results, then it's easier to work. And this year is 2024 is now amazing for us to be unbeaten, to continue like this, and to have all chances to be at the end on the top. So it's quite nice. It makes fun, you know. It's a pleasure to be there every day at the moment, and this is not normal in this business, so I enjoyed quite a lot.
And what I found quite interesting is these boys have had a little bit longer than yourself to kind of settle into life in the UK. How have you found it from your own personal perspective, and also what has the rest of the team done to kind of help you on your journey from where you started to where you are currently?
Yeah, at the beginning it was a little bit difficult for sure, because it's a new country, a new culture, new people. Also, you have to move in to search where you want to live. You don't know exactly, but the teammates help you. Also, the team manager and everybody tries to help you that you can perform on the pitch. And that's nice. And what I didn't knew before was that the people in the UK are so kind and friendly. You know, when I came here, I recognized it directly, and I think that's a very nice thing. And I liked it.
Well, they are in Leeds.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not everywhere.
Yeah, that's right. In Leeds, I can only talk about Leeds. That's right.
Junior, you seem to be really enjoying your football as well. You seem to be really happy. Are you as happy as we all hope and think that you are?
Yes. No, yes. Originally, obviously, as they say, for example, for Elia, it's his first season here. So everything is doing really good. Everything is going really good. But for me, it's my third. Obviously, the first two seasons weren't as good as this one. And yeah, I can say that this year I'm really enjoying. I'm fit, finger crossed. I'm staying fit, and that's the best. So yeah, no, I'm
yes.
happy. I'm
Woo!
Happy. Yeah.
I like that. Thank yes, love that. More of that. And obviously, because things are going really well at the minute, and long may that continue, but things, like you say, they don't always go well. But how open are you with each other? Do you feel that you can talk to each other honestly about how you're feeling at different times throughout a season?
Not only when it's good, not only when it's fun.
At any time.
Like sometimes when you're finding it difficult or you're struggling, maybe.
No, I think with this dressing room, you can talk to everyone. As Elias said, or I said, there are a lot of players who are really young, so maybe, of course, you are not going to talk with them if you are struggling or whatever, because they are really young. But
I think everyone can talk with everyone. We've got some more senior players like the captain, Coops, or personalities like, I don't know, Ampadu, which is like a really good guy, or I can label myself. You can come to me and talk to myself at every moment. And I think we are a really good team in this term.
I mean, you know from your playing days how important that is, don't you?
Yeah. Unfortunately for us, we had a lot of younger players similar to what you guys have, but we didn't have many senior pros that we could open up and talk to when things were difficult. So I think that's amazing what you're saying, which is testament to yourselves, but also to the coaches as well for bringing in the right players with the right mindsets. So yeah, buzzing with that. Long may that continue.
Absolutely. And Georgie, every time we speak to you, and I think everyone in the room...
Every time you say his name,
petrified.
He gets worried. Look at him.
To be fair, I get it. but every time we speak to you, you know, you just seem to be having fun and enjoying yourself. And the last time that you were on the official Leeds United podcast was with Matt Lewis, obviously from Harry Potter. You were
just
very excited
Christmas.
About that. Yeah, just before Christmas. You promised him that you would do that goal celebration.
Which one?
Yes!
Love it.
Yes!
They couldn't see
give
it at the back.
Give that a round of applause. Have you spoken to Matt since you've done that?
After that, straight away, he sent me a message. And
what did it say?
I can't remember, but he said, that is crazy. Me, I say, that is crazy. You reply, you know? And yeah, but he's a good guy. And me, when I was young, when I watched Harry Potter, you know... That was crazy. So.
I just love that Georginio Rutter and Neville Longbottom was the bromance we didn't know we needed. It's brilliant, isn't it? I love it.
It's incredible. I love it. I want to know about your favourite moments this season in terms of goals, in terms of celebrations. Obviously, that one was fantastic. One of my favourites. Give me something.
For me personally, it was the Leicester game at home because the atmosphere was crazy. When I get out from the tunnel, you know, at Ellen Road, in this game, you get goosebumps, you feel like the electricity in the stadium. And after we scored the second and the third goal, this was for me really crazy. Yeah.
Junior.
Oof. He said the best. He said the best
moment. You can't cheat.
He said the best. He said the best moment. I don't know. I'll say, you know, I'll say Pat goal against Peterborough.
In the cup,
I say Pat goal against Peterborough.
What a
finish. Oh. I don't know. I think I like Patrick a lot. Like we hang around a lot and we make jokes all together. And I think he wasn't as happy as he was before this. And after this, it was like
relief.
He arrived. Yeah. He arrived. He's yes. back.
And you could see everyone, the celebration of everyone. It was just like something just about normal happened. Like everybody got the belief back in him and he got the belief back in himself as well, which helped. We could feel that energy from the sidelines as well, didn't we?
Yeah, no, and the goal. I love it. Mm. I think it's my favorite moment. From
it's,
now.
It's amazing as well how much you all wanted to celebrate. You know, that togetherness really shone through there. And as a team, as a collective, as a squad, did you want to speak then, Bex? You looked at Bex like he was desperate to say something and I'd interrupted
I'm used to it. Crack on.
I want to talk about Daniel Farke. I'm conscious we don't have loads of time with you, lads, so I want to get as much out of you as possible, if that's all right. Daniel Farke, he speaks so well. You know, we hear from him after every single game and ahead of every single game, and he just seems like a very level-headed, grounded and humble man. Is that how you describe him, Georgie, and your experiences with him?
Yeah, and he's a good guy with everybody, you know, and he know how to speak with someone don't play or something like this. And he stay like who he want to stay. Like he don't go to away, or I don't know. But he say to everybody like, if you win, it's not because you win, you are unbeaten, then you go back to Premier League. You have to be focused and train hard every day. Like when it's not good, you're going to say, yeah, you have to be more, do more for be promoted. And you don't go like crazy.
See, that was going to be my question. Does he get angry?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Especially with one that is here sitting as well.
Oh, yes.
Can you like give us an example? Can you? What is he like when he gets angry?
I don't know if I can say.
I don't know.
I want to say one good example, but I don't know.
No, don't say.
He will kill.
That was crazy. No,
he will kill me tomorrow. You know. I would love to share it, but I don't know.
Is it a little bit scary when he gets angry or not?
But depends. But yeah, he gets angry sometimes.
I've had managers similar. And when they give great interviews to us in the press, and so you guys can watch it, but then behind the scenes, they got a switch. I'm not saying Daniel's got that switch, but it sounds
they
like
are.
He might have something like that. But,
it's not about positive.
Yeah, no,
it's
no, no.
Positive reinforcement.
What he said in the media is usually what he thinks. Like he comes after to us and he say more or less.
Reiterates that.
I don't see the press conference that he does, but more or less when I read something is more or less what he said. I just mean at some points, like when something happened,
the frustration kicks in.
Yeah, click and it goes mad.
I think it's evident how much he cares. That's what we'll conclude. Yeah. It's evident how much he cares. And just finally on Daniel Farke, what is it like playing under him? Because a manager can make or break really your time at a club. So what is it like?
For me, it's been unbelievable. You know, I think it's the manager who suits better my style of play.
Yeah.
About all the managers that we have here. It's not just because he's here right now. It's the truth.
And you want to play next week?
Nah, it's the truth. It's the truth, to be fair. Yeah. It suits me a lot because what he thinks about fullbacks or how fullbacks can play.
Yeah.
And I think the same for them, more or less. It's a good idea of football, and I think it suits us a lot. Because I was like before that, I want to see how it works against Premier League teams, you know, because obviously it's different. And then we went to Chelsea and it worked quite well. Yeah. And we still look really, really good. So I love it.
I completely agree. His experience of being in the championship, obviously winning it twice as champions, that has got to fill you guys with a little bit of confidence as well.
Yes, for sure. Because, you know, he get two times promoted, win it two times, you know, he's used to it.
Mm. He knows what it takes.
Yeah, he knows exactly what it takes. And so this is great that you have a coach which knows exactly what to say, and you believe it because you know he did it twice. So that's great for us that he did it.
I want all three of you to answer this next question, if that's all right. We obviously all know, everybody here in the room tonight, how special a club Leeds United is. But for you playing for the club, what is it, Georgie, I'll start with you, sorry, again, that sets this club apart, do you feel? What would you say makes Leeds United so good for you, for your experience? What is it that makes you enjoy it so much playing here?
I enjoy here because, you know, the fans is every time behind us after the game. Then last time, I think was Blackburn, 7,000. I was choking. You know, when you start young, the football, your dream is like to play for the fans. And here's like typical, you have a city and everybody like Leeds. And the support is amazing every time. Like the last game against Hull and Leicester. Leicester was amazing. So yeah, I enjoy. And this club is like, have a good story. And he showed this in Championship this year as well.
For you, Ilya, you know, the first time you walked out at Elland Road and you heard that crowd, what was that moment like for you? Because we hear so many players, yourself included, Bex, you've said you'll never, ever really know until you experience it for yourself.
Yes, that's absolutely right. When I started the first time at Elland Road, you know, you walk out and then the marching on together, you know, you hear it, everybody sing it, and it gives you this extra motivation to show everybody, and that we all, the players and the fans together, can win again at home and create something special. And this is extraordinary. It's very nice because this is a club, and I think you also know it outside from the UK with lots of tradition, you know. And I knew it already in the when I was in Germany, and everybody knows the club, you know. Also when I'm in Bulgaria, you know, now when I play for Leeds, everybody's recognized me more than before, you know, because it's a very big club. And but you have to experience it, that you know. And that was really great.
And Junior, the same for you. How have you found the reception? Even when, you know, when you're out and about, how have you found it with fans coming up to you and the kind of the vibe of the city itself here in Leeds?
No, I'll say it's different. You know, I've been in two big clubs before here, I think so. But this city is, you know, when you are in love with someone and you just love him so much, like
we're getting deep here.
No, it's not me. I think what is them with the club, you know, like they are loyalty or something like that. Like it's unbelievable. As Georgie say, when we go away and we play away and there are 7,000 fans and you can hear our fans more than the home fans, it's unbelievable. So I'd say this describes Leeds for itself. And I don't know, I'm walking around the city and I don't see
any other shirts.
Manchester shirt
no.
or
no.
I don't,
are you crazy?
I don't see
in Leeds,
no, just Liverpool, whatever. I don't see. I'm from Malaga, and you go Malaga and you see Madrid, Barca, everything.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't see Malaga shirts too much, especially now. But even in the past, you don't see. But here, everyone support Leeds. That's crazy.
And one of my favorite parts. Sorry, Emma.
No, you're fine. I've asked a lot of questions.
Is the chants. Who has the favorite, the best chant out of all of you guys? I don't know it. Can you lot sing it for me?
Go on.
Don't get shy now.
It picked up there towards the end, didn't it? We heard it. We couldn't quite hear you at the start of the bat, but thank you for that. Do you know what? Let's give them a round of applause for that. Yeah. That was brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Listen, lads, you'll be relieved to know that is it from myself and Bex, but you're not out of the woods yet because now it is over to you. I'm going to send my co-host for this evening, Jermaine Bedford, out into the audience, and a few of you are going to have the opportunity to ask these three lads
who's got
a question.
Put your hands up. Right. Oh, decent. Yeah, right in the middle. Lovely.
I'm seven. What advice would you give to me?
What's your name, darling? Jacob. There we go, seven-year-old
Jacob. 7 years old, and he says, what advice would you give?
The manager answer.
The manager's answer.
I would say in this age, enjoy football, be with your friends, play as much as you can, and have fun. You know, in this age, it was the only thing that I did. I didn't think about anything. I only wanted to play football and have fun with my friends and enjoy it.
Dream.
Yes. I like, round of applause for that. Yeah. Master of the one word answer, you Georgie, aren't you? Who else has got a question? Just pop your hand up.
My name's Liam. I got one for you, Georgie. So as a number 10, which would you say the worst team is to play against in the championship?
The worst team?
As a number 10.
Coventry.
Why?
Because was the most difficult game I played against because it's a team like physical. Yeah, and you know it's like they tied on the middle, you know, and when you receive the ball you have one guy behind you on the right, and was hard. And I'm gonna say maybe Southampton, but we do not a good game. Mm. So it was a bit difficult, but Southampton was tough as well.
We'll make it up last game of the season, don't worry.
Pressure. Yeah. Right, do you want to put your hand up if you've got another question?
With six games to go now, do you find yourself looking at other clubs and thinking, you know, hopefully, like for instance on Saturday, Norwich are going to do us a favour and beat Ipswich?
Well, I go for that one. Obviously, I will lie if I will say that we don't see what the other teams does. Obviously, we see a little bit, but I think we just need to focus on ourselves. If we get as many points as we can, we will be good. So don't worry about the other ones. We just have to worry about ourselves.
I like that.
Are we going to win the league?
That was inevitable. Woo! What's your name? Fraser says, are we going to win the league?
We try, no? We try. We try.
We try. We try. Try.
That's the diplomatic
answer. We try
our
best.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Are you happy with that, Fraser? I'll ask you, are we going to win the league? Yes. Yes. Fraser. Love it. Right. Mr. Bedford's over at the back. Who else has got a question?
My name's Tom.
Hello, Tom.
Hello. I was wondering what you guys made of the English food. Oh, no, no.
What is it?
I feel like Georgie's face says it all. Right, lads, I'll tell you what, Tom, we'll get a bit more specific. Fish and chips, have you had that?
Yeah.
No.
Right. No?
Really, never.
Okay. No?
Me, yes.
Okay, out of 10, what are we rating fish and chips?
No, it's good, it's good, it's good. Depends where, but it's good. Like, maybe, yeah, 7 to 10.
7 to 10? Will we take that? Yes, we will. Right.
I'll tell you one. Sticky toffee pudding.
Oh! Oh. Do you like a sticky toffee? Oh, yes. Oh,
unbelievable.
Out of 10?
10.
Oh. The important question is...
Sticky toffee, 10.
I'm all over it now.
Oh, my
10, God. Mate.
Junior, custard, ice cream or cream with it?
Ice cream, vanilla.
Yes, yes. Oh, no, you don't look too happy with that.
Well, it's got to be
Are
custard,
Are you custard
no?
fans?
It's
yeah, a bit custard. Of custard. Okay, Ilya, pie Both. And mash. Have you had any pie and mash and peas?
No, I haven't.
You've not had pie and mash?
No. You've not lived, pal.
No.
Right, have we got any more questions that you've sat down? So I'm guessing not. Okay, last question. What's your name?
James. Was keen to know, would you rather have Daniel Farker play striker for a game or Patrick Bamford as manager for a game?
That's good.
Whoa.
I would love to see Patrick Bamford. I would love to see Patrick Bamford.
Go on, Junior.
Yeah, but the bus striker as well, no?
Yeah,
the
ball striker.
Because he speaks a lot.
He speaks like he was good, you
yes,
know?
Yes, 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 yes.
I don't know the truth, you know?
But your mind can help us.
You see the boss playing.
Help, yeah.
You know him. What he would?
I would have Patrick as the gaffer. Do you know why?
No.
Because you already know what you're doing, so it doesn't matter what he says.
What kind of manager do you think Patrick would be, genuinely?
Well, I don't know.
No.
Do what you want.
Yeah, he can't. He can't be manager. No.
Give the ball to the striker.
Quickly, quickly, as quick as we can.
Look, lads, you have been absolutely incredible. Thank you so much for joining us here at JD Sports on Brigitte for the live recording of the official Leeds United podcast. Let's give them a huge round of applause, ladies and gentlemen. Show.